Welcome to the Tesseract Podcast, where we explore the four dimensions of the educational process at Madison Academy, where we equip students to be inspired seekers, empowered scholars, devoted servants, and invested stewards. Today, we are going to explore empowered scholars. With us is our athletic director, math and PE teacher, Alex Adams. Now, for those of you that don't know, Alex probably has almost every subject area teaching certificate in the secondary level, and is also a level 1 and 2 Google educator. He's also presented at national conventions, both Adventist and non-Adventist, about number literacy, elementary phys ed, flipping classrooms, and so much more, and is seriously the busiest guy I know. So, Alex, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So I'm going to cut to the chase, because this is what we hear from kids a lot. Why do you hate dodgeball, and why do you love to use technology in the classroom, especially the PE classroom?
All right, so let's start with dodgeball. What is your goal when you're teaching? You know, especially when you're teaching PE, like, or teaching dodgeball. What would be the purpose of that?
So, I guess I'm not very PE oriented, but being active and being coordinated.
Yeah, absolutely, right. So being active, being coordinated, and having those skills, so you can be a lifelong a physical literate individual,
uh-huh.
All right, to be active in a variety of spaces and environments with a variety of skills. So that's the goal, right? So what skills are you working on in dodgeball?
Ducking, dodging, throwing accuracy, ducking.
Yeah, right. Those are all great skills, right? Good skills to have, right? A lot of sports activities, mm-hmm. lifetime activities, you can use those. I guess in dodgeball, the kids that need to improve their skills, those skills, right? You said ducking,
right.
Dodging, evading, throwing, catching, you know, those skills, right? The ones that need to improve the most, what usually happens to those kids?
They get out first.
They get out.
Because I was that kid.
You were that kid.
I have no dodgeball skills. Well, I can dodge.
You can dodge.
I am a decent dodger.
Yeah.
But I would be out, you know, after the first, like, fleet of kids, like, I was the second one to always be out.
So you probably got some good experience in improving your dodging skills, which was good. But
uh-huh.
in terms of throwing, catching, you probably needed more what we call opportunities to respond. So the kids that need the most practice, need the most help, are usually the ones that get eliminated first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then another note, our national organization, Shape America,
mm-hmm.
their stance is that there should be no humans used as targets. And so I think there's just, if you're really wanting to work on all those skills that we just talked about, there's better ways that we can do that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think that humans being targets, I remember playing in, like, elementary school. Like, it's easy for kids to be picked on when
right.
humans are targets. And, like, it's not harassment or bullying because it's a game, like, and everyone's playing it. So I never thought about that perspective. Good point. Okay, so let's pick up on the other thing of this question that you're known for, using technology in the PE classroom. They're supposed to be, like, running around, right? Like, why technology?
Yes, and our goal is that for 50% of the time that our kids are in their target heart rates for 50% of
mm-hmm.
that time, right?
Yeah.
So that is a goal, that they're active. Just being... Yeah, active alone, there's so many benefits, health benefits, and so that is important. But what's more important is making sure they know how to be active for a lifetime. And I think
mm-hmm.
We just need to go back a second, that it's more important to ask what is the purpose of using technology? What is our why? You know, what does technology allow us to do that we couldn't do before? And so technology should be seen as an opportunity to shake things up, to do things a little differently. And so it's that grand opportunity to do a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. So, like, it helps, like, enhance skills. Like, it should enhance those skills. And technology in the classroom.
Yeah. So using the technology, it should enhance those skills, right? And sometimes I always say start with why.
Mm-hmm.
What's technology doesn't replace, there's no standard for technology.
It's so
fast. At least for physical education.
Yeah.
You know, there are national tech standards, but we're not supplementing the standards, or they're not replacing the physical education standards. Technology is a way to help us enhance those skills. So you have to think, like I said, what can you do differently? So one thing I love is that it makes thinking or learning visible by all students. So instead of just asking one question, you can use a tech tool that can, you know, ask a question, get a response from all the kids. Mm-hmm. It also can increase instant feedback. You can, and feedback is so important. You know, if you really want that learning to happen, you know, they don't need to wait necessarily for my response. They can get a digital tool or peer feedback. And So
I see, like, I prep for lunch at the same time you teach freshman PE on Tuesdays. And, like, they're wearing heart rate monitors, and you have, like, a computer or a big TV screen that, like, will display their heart rate, like, the whole – all the kids' heart rates, right?
Yeah, so that's another great tech tool, and heart rate monitors are great. The students love them because they can see their heart rate instantaneously, and it motivates them to work harder. So we use it to measure intensity, and it's a relative intensity to their heart rate max, so it gives them a percentage, and they can see it changes with color, and so they can see, you know, going blue to green to yellow to orange to red. And the kids... without the heart rate monitors, you know, if it was a rest period or, working out, you know, they'll just be working out. But when they see that, all of a sudden, they see their heart rate monitor, they see where they're at, and they're, it's like, we're...
It kicks it up a notch.
Yeah, it's just like, they're like, I want to get my numbers up. So it's just a great motivation tool, and it's just it's a good teaching tool. So there's a lot of things we can use heart rate monitors to teach with. So we can teach about ambient heart rate, delta heart rate, recovery heart rate, and, you know, how does cold temperature affect your heart rate? How does hot temperature affect your heart rate? How does music? How does light? And so the students can see those effects on their heart and what happens in those conditions.
It's almost like a science project.
Yeah.
Like that you're trying to see, like, test out all these different hypotheses. Like, what if we did this? How does it affect this? You also use other things.
Yeah, so you're talking about the projector alone, a TV that I use is a great tool. No longer am I the front of the classroom. I teach with a lot of GIFs, so they're like little short, in case people don't know what GIFs are, they're a quick little video that repeat over and over
again.
Yeah,
and no sound.
No sound. So I do Tabata, high intensity interval training. And so then there's a GIF of each thing that's going on.
So, like, each workout.
Each workout. Move. And so then I don't have to, here's what we're doing. I can just say, here's the Tabata, let's go. So there's less time explaining. They know the protocol.
Right.
We've done it before. We're active, you know, for more time. And in case they forget, you know, usually we used to just demonstrate, okay, here's what a burpee is. And then they get to that station maybe and like, what's a burpee again? Well, now they can see the screen. They can see, okay, that's a burpee. Okay, this is what a Russian twist is.
Right.
So there's that video response. And that frees me up too to roam and kind of give that feedback.
And like help with like form. It also, it nips the bud in the time wasters. Like those kids are like, oh, I don't know how to do a burpee.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like, yes, you do.
Yeah. And so I think having a projector is a great skill. A lot of things you can do with that, from showing video to sometimes we'll show their kids' own. If we're working on a skill, we can stream and cast live feedback.
So you were telling me about, before we started this podcast, about a new tech tool that you use to help with skills. Or, like, knowing, getting that feedback for your skills. Can you explain to me what's it called and what does it do?
Yeah, and just to go back, it's all about feedback. Feedback is king. And so a lot of times if you think of the traditional model of a homework assignment, you'd have to wait the next day to get feedback maybe, and then maybe 2 days by the time it got graded.
And then post it.
And so an app I like that's really redefined how we get feedback is called BAM Video Delay. And so there's four quadrants on an iPad that's continuously running loops, so at 15, 20, 30, 45 seconds.
Okay.
And the kids, for instance, we were working on forearm throws of a disc for disc golf.
Okay.
And so they could watch their throw, they could practice their throw, go to the iPad, and see instantaneously, are they going across, are they flicking their wrist, and they can self-assess, or a peer can give them feedback and see that too. But it does wonders. It's one thing to tell them, hey, you need to follow through. It's another thing for them to see it and say, oh, wow, hey, I'm not following through, or I do need to get my elbow back, or I do need to come across my body more. And so to get that feedback instantaneously, it's a game changer. It's amazing. And the kids, and there's something, kids love seeing themselves,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Like, you're your favorite person. Just yeah. The selfie culture. Well, I think of, like, if I had the opportunity to see my form in, like, throwing or stuff like that as a student in PE, I probably would have been a lot better. Like, I am not the best, but if I could see how I could, like, bring my elbow back or fully releasing that kind of thing, it would have made a huge difference. So that's really cool. I did not realize that they could use it. And they use their, like, iPads or Chromebooks to do that? Or do you have, like, set up?
Yeah, I have set up usually, you know, and that... that seems to work the best
for them to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was super fascinating. I am glad that we got to the bottom of why no dodgeball, why tech and PE. I actually look forward to talking to you again because I feel like there's so many other topics that we can explore, especially technology in the classroom and being a good digital citizen. So if any of you have questions, you can email Coach Adams at aadams@madisonacademy.com. He also has an open door policy in his classes. So can you share, what does that mean for parents?
I think, like I said, feedback is king, and I love getting feedback myself. There's a challenge called the Observe Me Challenge. And it's just any teacher, parent, student, alumni, faculty are welcome to drop in at any time and observe my class. And one thing I do ask, if you do observe, I'd love feedback. So there's a QR code or a link that you can leave feedback. Usually I'm looking for how well are the kids engaged, are the questions I'm asking engaging, you know, a good thought process. You know, is there anything else that you notice that I could do better, or what am I doing well too? So I'm always trying to improve. I know I'm learning too, and I think sometimes we fail every day, but if I'm going to fail, I want to fail forward. So mm-hmm. If you want to make me better, as the Bible says, iron sharpens iron, and I would love for you to come to my class and give me that feedback, and just let me know. And sometimes I don't see everything, so I'd love different perspectives, and
yeah.
I'd like to know what maybe I'm not thinking about or not seeing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having that, that Observe Me Challenge open door policy. And thanks for being on the program today. I look forward to seeing more of your Facebook posts. Of those of you that aren't friends with Alex yet on Facebook, he shares a lot of what he's doing in the classroom on Facebook. So I'm excited to see what students are doing next, and I look forward to see the new innovations you bring to Madison Academy.
Yeah, thank you for having me.